USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 50,000 Afghans are expected to be admitted into the United States following the chaotic fall of Kabul as part of an enduring commitment to help those who aided the American war effort and others who are particularly vulnerable under Taliban rule. That's according to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Regarding the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley was asked by Fox News if the withdrawal could have been executed better.
The collapse of the Afghan army happened at a much faster rate and very unexpected by pretty much everybody. And then with that is the collapse of the Afghan government. So that was definitely a surprise. But I will say that there was an awful lot of planning done.
President Biden spending his Labor Day weekend at his Delaware home. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. That's 800-763-1954.